So it's time for our weekly snapshot. Today we check in with Patrice Gaines, a former award-winning reporter with the Washington Post. A few years back, she quit her job and moved to Lake Wylie, South Carolina for a little peace and quiet. But she got a whole lot more, like a pontoon boat, a dip into water which she hates, and neighbors who she has little in common with but a street name. Patrice has made peace and some unlikely but lasting friendships. As it happens, she's not the only one.
This is a story about a dog. Not just any dog, but my sister Carol's tiny black Pomeranian, Fred, and what has happened to Fred since my sister moved to Lake Wylie to live with me. Fred and Carol used to live in a suburban Maryland apartment complex. We can admit this now. We couldn't speak of it a year ago. Back then, Fred was a stowaway. See, Carol's one of those well-intentioned rule breakers who lives in an apartment where she isn't supposed to have a dog, but she does. Every morning before she left for work, my sister did two things. She turned up the TV real loud, partially to keep Fred company, and partially to muffle his little bark. Then she turned to Fred and said, "Mommy is going to work. She'll be home soon. You be a good dog, and don't bark." At night, when it was good and dark, Carol and Fred slipped out for his usual walk. And that's the way it went, except for the one time he managed to sneak away. A frantic Carol found him across the highway on the grounds of the American Legion Hall, as frightened by his excursion as she was. Except for that one lapse of judgment, Fred played by the rules for 10 years. That's 70 years of dog life. I've seen his obedience firsthand. Rarely did I hear so much of an arf out of the little fellow. Generally, he is like a quiet friend who doesn't say much, but when he does, people listen. Then a year ago, Carol and Fred moved to my development of River Hills in Lake Wylie. Since then, Fred's changed a little. The rap on Fred before his move was that he didn't like other dogs or kids. The kids bit is still true. They like to pick him up and treat him like he's a baby. But my goodness, the poor guy is a senior citizen. On the other count, the bit about not liking other dogs, Fred's softened. My neighbor Martha has a doe-eyed white and brown cocker spaniel named Buddy. He's half Fred's age and twice his size, but the two of them chase each other around the backyard and through the house like they were both puppies again. When they get tired, they plop down on my concrete patio together and rest, and then they run again. On June 22nd, Carol, Martha, and Buddy helped Fred celebrate his 77th birthday, 11th if you're counting in human years. To look festive, the birthday boy and Buddy wore black and silver bows with streamers on their collars. Carol served each of them half a cupcake with Shrek's face on it. She thought it appropriate given Fred and Shrek have had similar life journeys, from quiet loners to contented companions. Fred and Buddy eagerly licked their pet ice cream. Then Fred did something he couldn't have done when he was 70 and living back in Maryland. He ran beside Buddy up and down the lawn, back and forth from the patio to the edge of the woods. And then, as the wind whipped through his black hair, we heard a grateful yelp of freedom. Arf!
That was author and journalist Patrice Gaines with this week's Snapshot. She told her story from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. To see pictures of Fred and Buddy living it up in Lake Wylie, go to our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.